set up? I mean, is that, would you have it set up that low?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. I want to get rid of this guitar.
Well?
See, when you play a B flat 7, you do this.
Right.
Right?
Right. Well, I usually just play the three.
Do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a little crooked.
You think the intonation's off a bit?
No, that it's over. It would sound better if it was straight.
Lower or
no.
Lower on the bass side?
Just see, it's crooked. That'll be good.
That's your pick.
Yeah. So when you're playing rhythm, show me what you do.
Interested in is just getting it smoother. Your stuff is, I mean, it's like silk.
Oh.
It's unbelievably smooth, and but it still swings.
Yeah. You should raise the action on that mouth, so I can see the way you hit it.
Yeah. Your touch is really
light. Splashing. See, what you have to do is understand that the chords, a C chord, for instance, mm-hmm. sounds this way. You know.
Sure, the three inversions, yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Augment it. Six.
How much pick are you exposing?
You gotta do it. I was saying. This is not gonna work in a big band, this guitar. You need a higher action.
Yeah, I amplify it, but. Well, with an acoustic amp and
oh, you got an acoustic amp?
Yeah, and a shirt, one of those Shirtware microphones.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's better than nothing.
So you're as your C7. I want to see what I'm doing. You ever do that?
Yeah. I think your touch is a lot lighter than mine. I tend to dig in on.
Maybe a lighter pick. You got a lighter one?
I know Marty Grossius is.
What a great guitar this is. This is a solo guitar.
It's a
solo. My first guitar was this. Well, I tried to put the Yarmouth pickup on it.
Doesn't fit. That's right.
Work.
Yeah.
So, like when your stroke is, it's all in the right hand. See, everything we're doing today is this. So you know the formations.
Changes the
No, I would do the first stroke right near the frets. The second one away from it.
Oh, like the pretty green thing in the...
Yeah, but not that far back, you know. The first one, the first one's a throwaway. The first one, you got too many notes there, you see. That's it. On the first stroke.
You use the tip of the pick or the sign?
Yeah. Better.
It's a sort of two feel, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what it is. Bass, the bass does that. The bass goes boom. You don't have to even do the boom. The
first even when you're doing the sort of Freddie Green stuff, the bassy stuff?
It's a throwaway.
That's interesting because a lot of people say it's very even for the.
Well,
but you're the expert.
You're doing boom, 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 boom. Now, do for me C, D minor, E minor, and F minor. Start on C, low register.
On the sixth string?
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
Just
I'll do a broken chords. Do the bass boom boom. Pajinka. Well, break it up. Boom, boom, boom. Skip over the A string.
Yeah.
Skip over.
Oh, you mean I'm touching with the pen?
Not like this.
It's not enough to damp it.
Just do this.
C bass on the
on C major string? Seventh. Play C major seventh.
The whole thing?
That's it. Now go to D minor, E minor, F major seventh. Yeah, back again. All right, now do it. Like you're becoming a singer.
Just from the seventh to the sixth.
See? You do what you change it. You have a free finger now.
Oh, you're playing like this?
That's it. There it is. That's it. No, now you do it.
Oh, I'm going to the F. No, where am I going?
That's B-flat. It. Yeah. There it is.
The B natural.
You don't need this. You don't need this. Same thing again. Same as the first one
here.
And that, see what? See
so
here?
Just two fingers here.
Then you go back. See what it does. It'll make your right hand more delicate. And you go.
actually picking it.
Yeah.
You're just damping.
So another thing it does. So the I think what you have to do is you're too rough on this guitar. Mm-hmm. You're punching it.
Yeah, because it'll produce a big sound.
Yeah, if you had a bigger guitar, the way you're playing it would work. But this guitar is too delicate for that.
What do you think I should be looking for?
You gotta get a Deluxe Epiphone or L5.
I can't. People like you are always buying them.
Two of them, I got two. And one is a 1932.
The 18 inch or the 17?
They're all 16 inch.
They're all 16.
Yeah. 16, it was small F-holes.
When you say a bigger guitar, then you don't mean.
A bigger guitar would be a Deluxe for you. Even an Emperor would be good the way you hit it.
Yeah. Or maybe I should learn to hit it more gently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, but when you start playing a guitar this way, it's going to take all that attack that you have away.
You see, you know what? When I play stuff like that, I play with my fingers because I can't get the sound of the pick.
But maybe you have to do that. Yeah. You have to get the same sound you get with your fingers with the pick.
Yeah.
And then it'll work. Because you're hitting it too hard.
Is that in both hands or?
Yeah, both hands. Yeah. You gotta. That's it, right here, right there.
Okay.
Yeah. First, it's like this.
Right, with the third finger on the root.
Yeah. No, this finger goes there.
This finger goes.
This finger goes on a tonic. It's right here.
Oh, I see. I go backwards. Yeah.
Oh, put your pinky down. There it is.
Just to dampen it.
Yeah. No, play it. Go all the way. Yeah. No, not the E string.
Just the B.
Yeah, arc it. That. Okay. That's it.
The fingers stay the same. Is that right?
They gotta close it now, see? The same thing here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Bing, that's it. Open, that's it. No. That's it.
You know, I can't see. When I'm holding the guitar flat like this, I can't see it.
It's the same as the first, yeah.
What about my thumb? Should I?
No, just keep it in the back.
About my thumb?
Mm-hmm. And then go back to E minor. That, then. And now a D flat major 7. Here, this belongs there.
Oh, we're just doing this.
Yeah, okay. Play it right here with a bass note. Now C. Same thing. There. You see you're doing?
Yeah.
The guitar does all the work for you.
I'm opening up my hand too.
Yeah. See, you're gonna do this. How many possibilities there are when you do that? Now the other thing is running a C chord. You know how to do that before. I look at the guitar three ways. Without the two E strings in the middle, the low end of the rhythm chords.
Right.
This way. And four notes. There, it's running the C chord. Every possibility.
Running the C chord, or running it through the C major scale.
Well, I'm not running. Don't think
you're
scale.
Running the scale.
You've got to think of where it is on a guitar.
Okay.
You start saying this scale and that scale.
So show me slowly what you did on the top four.
Okay. So what I did here, on a small version. Four notes, major ninth, sixth.